I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. We talked about the end of the school year, including the date of graduation and its new location, as well as when the school year is actually ending in the district. But we started our conversation off with some special scholarship recognition of graduating seniors and eighth graders. Here's more with Bill Saunders, Superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools.
The MAPS Education Foundation was formed about 30 years ago under a superintendent who said, hey, we want to do more for students. District's a little bit strapped right now. Can you guys step up and help us? Well, they started a huge fundraising campaign to raise some money. Little over $2 million right now that the Education Foundation has. 100% of that money goes back to our students and staff in some way, shape, or form. The biggest chunk goes back to students in the form of scholarships. Mm-hmm. They also do teacher grants for innovative teaching ideas where the district maybe can't sponsor it, but let's try it. Let's see where this goes. That's where a lot of our technology and things like that have come from. The primary beneficiary is going to be our students. Tonight in the Marquette Senior High School Gymnasium, 118 graduating seniors are going to receive a little over $150,000 in scholarship money, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They've raised the minimum scholarship, so the lowest scholarship that'll be given out tonight will be $500, which wow. is a nice start to a student going to certainly college, trade school, vocational school. You know, it can be applied in a number of different areas, but that'll get folks off to a great start. I also want to mention tonight, longtime Education Foundation member and president for the better part of the last 30 years was Tom Baldini. In tonight's local scholarship ceremony will be dedicated to Tom Baldini. There's also a Tom Baldini scholarship, and that'll be awarded tonight as well. So Wednesday evening, we have our Kauffman Awards. We've been giving out those scholarships, I think, since the early 1980s. About $55,000 will go out to eighth graders and seniors. I think that's probably one of the few awards ceremonies any place probably in the whole country where scholarships are given to eighth grade students. And, you know, the rationale behind that from the Kauffman Foundation is really to inspire those kids to continue to reward them first and foremost for their hard work in middle school. And again, very few people mm-hmm. find a way to reward eighth graders to say, right. hey, you've done a good job. Those are really tough years. That's coming up Wednesday. So the Kauffman Foundation continues to find innovative ways to reward our students for their success. And then also the other half will be our graduating seniors will also be rewarded with Kauffman scholarships as
and
well.
And that's happening where? That'll
happen at Kauffman Auditorium Wednesday evening, 7 p.m.
What's the latest that folks need to know about graduation at Marquette?
Yeah, so graduation is going to take place June 3rd. We moved it this year, so we're pretty excited. We moved it from Lakeview Arena back to the Marquette Senior High School gym. You know, the primary reason we looked at that last summer, you know, I made that final decision more as to start with a little bit of a cost-saving measure. We've been operating at a deficit budget the last few years, and that's just the way school funding works and how we start. Our expenses go up about 5% a year. We receive someplace between 1.5% and 3% from the state and our foundation increase. So again, every year we're going to start at a deficit. So we were looking at a few areas. Graduation was one where we had a pretty substantial budget. Not that the city was overcharged or anything like that. It was just the whole package that it took to move graduation to a different venue. So we're going to move that back. But the flip side of that is the community's been so gracious in supporting us in our bond and our sinking fund. And in doing so, we want to get the community in and show off our schools a little bit more.
Yeah, you want to give them the opportunity to see what they are voting for and what they're supporting, because a lot of it has been with these facilities of the gym and immediately around it. So this is a good way to show it off.
Absolutely. You know, just this January, we opened the $3.3 million auxiliary gym. Beautiful facility. We just purchased new bleachers for the high school gym. Almost $300,000 there. We were really hoping to have those bleachers in for graduation so we could show off the beautiful kind of remodeled old gym, but that won't happen now until after graduation, unfortunately. So one more time on the original 1965 wooden bleachers, and after that we'll have some new modern bleachers.
So listen to that, Marquette alumni. You've got one more chance to go and sit on the bleachers at the gym at the school. But again, graduation happening in Marquette is when?
June 3rd, 2 p.m. Marquette Senior High School Gymnasium.
And, you know, as it comes to the end of the school year, it is time to talk a little bit about the last day of school. That is happening fairly soon. What's the schedule with that?
It was originally scheduled for June 7th, and we had used 7 snow days this winter prior to the big storm in April. So we had one built-in snow day that we had to make up, which took us to June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like for a while we may have to come back the next week and come back to school, you know, on the 11th and 12th. We wrote a waiver to the state because of the big storm in April that affected probably everybody in the UP and a lot of northern lower Michigan.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't the only ones that approached the state for that waiver.
The state did grant us a waiver. So our last day of school will be June 8th. That'll be a half day. And, you know, we'll get the kids out, get them away from the studies for a little bit, let them rest, relax, enjoy some family time, some vacations, those types of things, and then get them back in the fall.
That's the comments of Bill Saunders, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.